This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
In a few minutes, is it time for 11 to 13-year-olds to give up their phones while in school? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. President Trump has blocked new economic sanctions on Russia proposed by his ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley. The sanctions, which were hinted at last week but announced on Sunday, would have punished Russian companies that helped the Syrian regime get chemical weapons. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra is here live with more on these sanctions that the president is now suggesting will be shelved.
Right. So they would have applied to certain Russian companies that sell equipment linked to chemical weapons and the Syrian regime. They came in response to the suspected chemical weapons attack in Syria a little over a week ago. It killed dozens of people. The U.S. believes that the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad was behind that attack. And last week, President Trump blamed Russia and Putin for backing Assad. Then this weekend, his U.N. ambassador, Nikki Haley, announced the sanctions in an interview. But we don't know more than that because the president has rejected the sanctions, at least for now. The White House says he's thinking about additional sanctions and will decide on them in the future.
All right. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra, thank you. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe meets with Trump today at the president's Florida resort. Beyond whacking dimpled white balls with clubs, there will likely be talk about U.S. tariffs, Trump's about-face on the Trans-Pacific Trade Agreement, and national security issues like North Korea. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
Since President Trump's election, there have been 20 telephone calls between the two leaders and 6 in-person meetings. But the relationship has recently cooled. Trump accuses Japan of taking advantage on trade. Prime Minister Abe talked tough on North Korea and was wrong-footed when Trump announced direct talks with a communist country.
The bromance is dead.
That's Shihoko Goto at the Woodrow Wilson Center's Asia program. She says America's possible re-entry into the Trans-Pacific Partnership will certainly be on the agenda, and planned U.S. tariffs on aluminum and steel. Goto also points out that Abe's approval ratings have dipped at home over corruption allegations.
He needs to go home and say, I've been able to deliver, that I am the leader that is able to push forward Japan's interests.
But Scott Seaman at the Eurasia Group says, hard talk aside, this meeting could feel more like a vacation.
I'm imagining that Trump and Abe would welcome the chance to get on the links and forget about their domestic political problems.
Problems that, for both leaders, could stick around for a bit. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
We do watch financial markets. The FTSE index in London is up 0.2%. S&P and NASDAQ futures are each up 0.5%. Interest rates are up 2.84% on the 10-year yield. Objective, trustworthy journalism matters. We hear from listeners like you every day that Marketplace helps you understand the financial forces that affect our lives so that you can make better decisions. Now, this is your chance to be part of our efforts to raise economic intelligence across the country. When you support Marketplace today, your donation will be matched dollar for dollar by our friends at the Candida Fund. As a nonprofit news organization, we're counting on your help so that we can continue to grow and keep getting better. Don't miss out on this chance to make your donation go twice as far. Become a Marketplace investor today in whatever amount is right for you. You do it by going to marketplace.org. A couple years ago, Delaney Rustin's daughter asked for her first smartphone instead of just running out to Verizon or T-Mobile. Rustin, who's a doctor, a physician, went on a voyage of discovery to learn from experts about what phones do for and do to kids. In 2016, she released a documentary film about this called Screenagers. But the news now is that Dr. Rustin is spearheading a campaign to get 6th, 7th, and 8th graders to lock away their phones during the school day. She joined me from Seattle.
Really, the data shows that the highest rates of emotional problems related to social media are among middle school age kids. Academic success can be hindered by these phones, particularly at this age when we know developmentally impulse control is a big issue.
There is this campaign. Tell me about it. To what? Make middle schools into cell phone free zones?
Away for the Day is a movement to get cell phones out of middle schools across the country, to have them put in places like lockers. And it's all about giving tools to parents and teachers to help them change middle schools to become Away for the Day schools.
I know. It's not just the kids lobbying for their screens. A lot of parents have learned that's how they're going to keep tabs on their kids, is to be sure they have a phone.
We do hear about parents who are texting their kids a lot at school. It can be convenient, but it comes at a cost. And the good news is that parents, the majority of them, support what the science shows, that for academic success and emotional well-being, having cell phones put away for the day in middle school is really the way to go.
Let me ask you something probably under the heading of leading by example. Let me tell you the story. A while back, I led a public discussion about your documentary film, where I live. A bunch of concerned parents there, lots of school-age kids. The striking thing happened. There are these, I think they were middle schoolers, who turned that auditorium around. They argued, why should they spend less time glued to their phones if their own parents were always glued to their phones? And the parents sat there in stunned silence, realizing the kids had a point. I mean, the parents are part of this problem.
If we just say we're going to model better or, you know, be perfect examples, behavior change doesn't work that way. As a parent, if we pick something that we want to change about our device use and we share that with our kids, that helps them to see we're all in this together. The goal is to create mindful kids about tech in their lives, just as we are trying to be mindful and make the right choices as parents as well.
Delaney Rustin is a physician. Her campaign is Away for the Day. It's about making middle schools smartphone-free zones. Dr. Rustin, thank you for this.
Thank you so much.
Now, there's more info about the Away for the Day initiative, and you may find fascinating or confounding her film from 2016, Screenagers, Growing Up in a Digital Age. Links are at marketplace.org. Look for the Mentioned on Air tab, plus a director's cut of my interview with Dr. Rustin will be posted later this morning. Our producers are Justin Ho, Katie Long, Daniel Shin. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.